Hello and welcome to World of Podcast, the World of Warcraft podcast. This is the show entitled The Return, because I haven't been around for a few months. Unlike most people who would apologize about why they've been gone, I'm not going to. I had a couple personal issues to deal with, stuff with family, that sort of crap. And that's just what you're going to have to deal with. I was gone, and, you know, a lot of you stayed subscribed. I'm happy about that. But I'm not going to explain myself to you guys as to why I was gone. Just know they were personal issues, and they're my issues to deal with. And for those of you wondering if I've disappeared completely, no. I will warn you when my last show is in the show. So there's no point in saying, oh my god, he's never going to do another cast, because you'll hear me say, this will be my last show. You have been warned. So far, this is not the last show. And we're going to talk about just a couple different things that I want to get off my chest. There's going to be a nice rant in here for those of you who like rants. So this might be something that everybody gets to enjoy, surprising as that may be. First up, as I'm sure we all know, the next content patch, 2.1, is going to be coming out sometime. That's about as clear an answer as I can give. As far as I know, the PTRs are still up, which means it probably won't be this week. If they go down before Monday, well, actually, it'll be Monday by the time I get this up. Oh, shit, it's 3:18 a.m. now. Never mind, it's Monday now. But if they're not down by noon or so Pacific today, it's not coming out tomorrow. You know, all that wonderful fun shit. This is a big patch. Huge. It's about 250 megs worth of patch alone, from what I've heard. I don't use the background downloader, so I haven't been downloading the pre-download. I'll just get it the day of the patch, because that's just how I roll. And it's supposed to have a lot of stuff in it. There is, of course, the Black Temple is being released, and I believe that they're actually going to let Mount Hyjal be open as well. Supposedly it was already in there, but you just really couldn't get in there, because you need something from Kel'Thalas at the end of Black Temple. That sort of shit. And that's the big raid news. The non-raid news is actually supposedly a little bit on the hefty side here, which I'm pleasantly surprised at. But we're going to have to see how that goes. There are a new consortium quests. Has to do with like some ethereal prison or some shit like that. There is going to be quests up in that Skedis area of Terrakar Forest. If you have a flying mount, you can get up there now. There's a huge lake. It's kind of just south of Valerian Stronghold. There's tons of water elementals. There's like this level 72 elite giant walking around. There's a whole bunch of those, you know, Skedis mobs up there. And supposedly they're putting a bunch of quests to go up there and do stuff at. That'll be neat. They're also adding in the Netherwing faction to let you get beyond neutral. Currently, you can do this quest line for the Netherwing faction, and the quest line is all happening in Shadow Moon Valley. And when you get done with it, you end up at neutral with the Netherwings, and it's 0 out of 3,000. It just puts you, bam, straight at neutral from hated. Well, this quest, the quest lines, I guess, there's multiple ones, but they're all for faction with that. And when you get up to Exalted, you can get the Netherdrake mount. It's an unarmored Netherdrake, but it is an epic flying mount, so it's 280% speed. Now, one of the things that I have heard from the test realms is you already need to have your 5,000 gold riding skill purchased in order to even start the quest lines. I don't really agree with that part. I think it'd be nice if you could do most of the quests except for like the last couple before you had that skill. Because 5,000 gold, it's not impossible. Pardon me, not impossible to get, but it's not super easy either. I mean, some people have found ways to do it. I don't sell my primals because I need them for other stuff, so I'm losing out on money there. I don't sell my enchanting mat, so I lose out on money there. But even with that, just farming primals can make you a good deal of money. I was down to 200 gold pretty recently. I ended up buying a 1200 gold ring to finish out a set I had gotten as a drop, this necklace called Charlotte's Ivy, and then there's a ring that goes with it called Lola's Eve. And when you put the two together, it's really nice for casters because they each have plus damage on them, and then they add another plus 15 as their set bonus. So since I already had the one, I figured I'll spend the 1200 gold. But I went down to 200 gold, and I'm already back up to 2300, somewhere around there. And I haven't really even been trying. I mean, I've just been doing a couple different things, mostly moat and primal farming. And, you know, just from the graves, you can make the money. I've made, since I updated one of my FooBar add-ons called Garbage Foo, it now keeps track of how much money you've made from graves. And just from graves alone, I've made over 800 gold on my mage. So, that should just tell you, you can still make money from farming. But, like I said, it would have been nice if the quest line would let you do most of it. And then, oh well, for the last few, you need it. But you need it to start. So, big deal. The reason I say it would have been nice is because, obviously, at level 70, you would have gotten more gold to put towards your mount fund if you don't have it. Also, I don't know if it's a new faction or what, but there is another new mount being put on, which is a Nether Ray. And I believe that has to do with all the Skedis quests up in that lake area. And I don't know how those quests are working. Now, the thing about both of these quest lines is that they're going to have these things called daily quests. And basically what that means is you're only going to be able to turn in these repeatable quests once every 24 hours. So you can only get the credit once every 24 hours. The quest items don't soul bind, so you could buy them or whatever, or sell them, or just whatever. Farm up a bunch early on if you want, and then just log in to turn in the quests, whatever. Some people are complaining about this. I personally am of the impression that, you know what, this isn't so bad. Because instead of me just going out and mindlessly grinding for hours upon hours upon hours upon hours just to hit Exalted as fast as I can, I now know that I can sit there and go, all right, I can go farm for a few hours today. Maybe I can get 2 or 3 days worth of stuff, and then all I got to do is each day just head over and turn them in. Boom, I'm done. No farming. I can go run instances. I can go raid, whatever, and have more fun because I abhor farming. I absolutely hate it. I think it's the worst fucking thing in the world. So, to me, it's a good thing. It lets me do it at my own pace. It lets me, you know, I could farm for 6 hours one day, we'll say, and get up enough for like a week or two's worth of turn-ins. Okay, now I don't have to go farming for them for another 2 weeks. Big deal. So, I personally like it. Some people might not like it. You know, different strokes, different folks, that sort of bullshit. I personally don't see a problem with it. You know, if you have a problem with it, email me. Let me know why you think it's bad. I've seen lots of excuses as to why it's bad, but I don't see those excuses panning out. Maybe you can convince me otherwise. Just give me an email at unclethursday@gmail.com. Alright, I've had to switch audio recording programs, so sorry if I sound a little bit different here. My GarageBand is acting up. I don't know why, it just decides to tell me every now and then after 8 minutes the track is too long to be played back while I'm in the middle of fucking recording. So now I'm recording in Audacity. Let's see what happens. Anyway, according to Blizzard about these daily quests, one of the things they're going to be able to do with this is make the rep rewards better. And their reasoning is because no matter how hard one grinds, that it will take a set, amount of time in order to get to Exalted. It's not like the factions for the Horde and Alliance, say, in Nagran, the Kurnai, and whatever. I don't know the Horde name. But where you can literally sit there, Magmar or something, whatever. Where you can literally, if you really went at it, you could probably get to Exalted in a day or two just by farming the Ogres and the Orcs in Kilsara Forest. Because you always get rep with them per kill no matter what. And about the best thing that they have at Exalted is those Talbuk mounts. Okay. So hopefully that we're going to see Blizzard be true to their word and actually make the rep rewards besides the mounts worth it. So that, you know, you're actually going to want to go do these daily quests and do it all that. We will just have to see. See, other things they're adding is a Druid Epic Flight form. Druids, you will have to have your 5,000 gold Epic Riding skill purchased in order to get this. Supposedly, they're also giving Druids a trinket when they get the Epic Flight form that acts like a riding crop for Flight form, which would allow Druids to go at the same speed as people on Epic mounts with riding crops, where I don't know if this is true. This is just what I've heard. Also, for the Consortium, the gem rewards that we were supposed to be getting since January, which haven't been working since January, they have been fixed. However, they will not arrive in your mailbox. You will actually have to go to Negrand to that little area of the Consortium, kind of northwest of that big dome area, and get the gems from the guy there. And again, the gems are based off of your reputation. So the higher your reputation with the Consortium, the better the gems are supposed to be. I don't know how they're breaking it down. I don't know how many gems you get, so don't ask. Or don't ask me, anyway. I'm hoping that when you're revered, it's mostly blues with maybe a chance of an epic gem. And then, like, when you are exalted, then you get all blues with a better chance of an epic gem. But I don't know. We'll find out. It'll definitely give jewel crafters something to cut more easily than waiting for drops. Let's see. They're changing primal nethers. Well, they're not actually changing the nethers themselves. However, what they're doing is, when you currently run heroic instances, when you kill a boss, everybody gets this epic item called a Badge of Justice. And you can go into the Shatar area, like right in the middle where Adal is, and there's another Naru sitting there. And you just go and you turn in your badges, and you can buy armor and trinkets and some other shit, shields, stuff like that, for these Badges of Justice. Well, one of the things that they're doing, though, is they're making it so you can buy Primal Nethers from there as well. It's going to cost you 12 Badges of Justice per Nether, though, so it's not going to be cheap. You're still going to have to run a couple heroics to get them, but at least this way you can be guaranteed to get them, because certain high-level crafting recipes take these Primal Nethers to make, and pretty much you're only guaranteed like one, maybe two on a heroic run if you complete it, and, you know, people are going to roll against you for it, including people who don't need them for anything yet, or who wouldn't need them anyway because they don't have a crafting profession, you know, thinking they could sell them, but they're BOP. So that's going to be an interesting change. It'll be a nice change, actually. I've got one pattern that takes Primal Nether, or two. I've got two patterns that take Primal Nethers. So we'll see how that goes. We shall have to see what other sort of non-raid content has been added. I'm not really sure how much is there. I don't know how many quests this is. I don't know if there's a new dungeon. I'd really like it if the Consortium one with the Ethereal Prison was a dungeon, so that way we had a dungeon and a raid coming out, but I really don't know. So I'm not going to say yes or no on anything with that. I am going to say, however, that this pretty much could be a make-or-break patch for myself. I have been particularly bored with World of Warcraft for the past, since the expansion came out, actually a little bit beforehand, so if this content patch isn't, you know, something godly, I might actually quit the game. I might as well warn you guys about that now. I've just been really bored with the game. I am extremely tired of the amount of farming that needs to be done for pretty much everything in this game. It's ungodly how much farming one has to do. And I'm not just talking about for the epic mount, because I'm not really even going for it at this time. But I just mean to, like, make shit. To do all sorts of stuff. When you get up to high-level crafting in any of the crafter professions, tailoring, blacksmithing, enchanting, engineering, that sort of stuff, you need a shit ton of mats, a metric ass ton. And a lot of them are huge amounts of primals. And I mean, like, one of the enchants that I had to farm 4 days for. 4 days in one area, killing the same mobs over and over again before this thing dropped. Because it only drops off of one mob in the entire game. And it's a rarer spawn of... There's two types of mobs that can spawn, you know, as this mob. And the one that you need is the one that spawns less often. Good game, Blizzard. So, you know, 4 days of farming this enchant, and it takes 8 primal fires and 8 primal waters, as well as 6 large prismatic shards. Now, I will say, however, that it is getting reduced. It's going to be 666 instead of 688. So that'll be slightly easier to deal with. But, I mean, that's a lot of farming right there. If you don't farm that stuff yourself, you're looking at a couple hundred gold worth of mats just for this enchant. Now, granted, it's a nice enchant, but it just sucks. And I haven't even been farming for that yet, like the mats for it. I've been using my primals for other things that I needed to make, like my Frozen Shadow Weave set, which took me like 2 months to make, because it's 4 day cooldown on the damn cloth, and then you gotta sit there and you need like an ass ton of primals. It's one primal fire, one primal shadow, and a bolt of imbued netherweave for 2 pieces of cloth when you're specialized in that cloth. And then 4 days till you can make the next one. But then, like, each piece of armor took an ungodly amount of primal waters. I think by the time I made the third piece out of this 3-piece set, it came to 36 primal waters that I needed. That's a lot of farming. And I've already said I hate farming. I think farming is the shittiest thing we can do in this game, and I had to do it non-stop just to make this stuff, and the gear is just too good not to do it. So, you know, I don't know. If they don't seriously add a lot of content that I want to do that isn't farming, I may be quitting the game. This pretty much is a make-or-break patch for me, because I've been really bored, and, you know, a lot of it has to do with the farming. Some of it even has to do with the raids, because I have a very big problem with a 10-man raid with a 7-day lockout timer. Mainly because what ends up happening is most guilds can only field 1, maybe 2, if they're lucky, groups for Karazhan. And this normally is because you're missing certain key classes that you need in both things. Like, you need 2 really good healers. You need 2 good tanks and an off tank. And a lot of guilds are, you know, don't have the resources to have, you know, 4 priests and holy paladins or whatever. And, you know, really good feral druids that are decked out in the best feral gear, and warriors that are decked out in the best warrior gear for tanking. So it becomes really hard to get spots for a Karazhan group, because you're going along and, you know, the first 10 people in there, they don't want to give up their spots until they've got everything they want. And as a result, it just gets harder and harder to get into a group. Because, you know, it's 10 man, which means you don't have a lot of spaces to begin with. But then it's also a 7-day lockout, which means, you know, let's say I go in with somebody else for something. I can't join my guild and go in there and do something later, because now I'm saved to another instance. And that's not something I want. I just would rather, if they were going to put a lockout on there, it should be 3 days max. 3 days would still be a lot for a 10-man, but it'd be a lot more manageable than 7. I don't care how big Karazhan is, there are guilds that get through it in one night now. Even if it only had a 3-day lockout, you would still progress to the point where you'd be going faster each day till 3 days was more than enough for you to get through. 7 days is just overkill to me. I just don't like it. I have no problem with the 25-man raid size. You know, there's normally more than enough room for most people. But the 10-man raid is killing me. And if you don't really do the 10-mans or or and or heroics, I should say, not just or, and or, to get the gear out of the heroics as well, you're not really going to be prepared for the 25-mans. Because they're, even though a lot of the epic gear that is getting upgraded this patch, because a lot of it's just side grades, some of it is actually an upgrade over the 5-mans and blue stuff. So if you don't have that, you gimp yourself when it comes to trying to do Gruul. Well, maybe not Gruul, they nerfed him. But, you know, Magtheridon, and especially like Serpent Shrine Cavern, which is bugged all to hell. The final encounter is just horribly bugged. Two guilds have beaten Lady Vash, and it both ended up doing it because of glitches. Nillium ended up, they just had some bug where she just dropped 4 or 5%, the last 4 or 5% of the encounter. And they came out and said, we're not even going to re-go back and do this because the encounter is not tuned right, it's not working right, and we're not going to waste our time on it, and we're not going to beat it just by glitching it, because that's wrong. Some other guild, I don't remember their name, some alliance guild beat it, but they ended up beating it with a glitch with Fear Ward and certain mobs. There's a couple mobs that pop out during Phase 2, and they're not supposed to be able to be tanked because they pulse out a fear pulse every 2 seconds. So basically you got to kite them around and, you know, damage them from range as you're kiting them around. Well, the bug was the pulse was not removing Fear Ward. So they just threw Fear Ward on the tanks and the tanks could tank them, which is not how they're supposed to be. And they also soulstone their entire 25-man raid, which they're nerfing in the next patch. They're making it so that if the Warlock leaves, or if you're Soulstone and leave the party or raid, that the Soulstone disappears off you. And this is directly because they Soulstone their entire 25-man raid. Which, honestly, that was pretty cheesy. These guys have tried to say, yeah, our kill was 100% legitimate. And no, it wasn't. You Soulstoned your entire raid, which, you know, is not supposed to be something that happens. You also took advantage of a bug, which is exploiting, that Fear Ward was not being removed from these pulses, so you could actually tank these mobs that you normally have to kite around. You know, so your kill was not 100% legitimate, I don't care what you say. After the encounter is tuned, and it's working perfectly, then we're going to have to see who goes and beats it. And so now it looks like it'll be a race, I guess, for those people who want to race it, between Death and Taxes, Nillium, and whatever the fuck this other alliance guild is. So, you know, we're going to have to see what really happens. I can seriously see myself quitting soon. I've been very bored with the game. I've been logging in maybe 2 days a week because I just don't care to go in and farm. And, you know, it's hard to find groups right now because my guild is falling apart. And obviously that means raiding is impossible for me. So I've just been like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm just not playing. I'll log in every couple days, make some cloth for a couple friends, and that's about it. I don't even bother doing anything else. Unfortunately, my choices, I guess I should say, if I do quit, are pretty limited. As of right now, the Huxley beta is not happening just yet that I have heard. I'll have to go check, contact my PR person, that sort of stuff. And that's actually a game I really want to try. I'd love to get into the beta for that and see how it is. I just love the Unreal 3 engine. I'm an Epic fanboy, I will freely admit that. You don't like it? Fuck off. I don't want to go to Lord of the Rings Online. I'm not going to Vanguard. I don't really see any other MMOs that are appealing to me right now. So unless the Huxley beta starts up soon and I can get in there, I don't really see much that I'm going to be doing. I mean, my Xbox is kind of busted right now. Well, the disk drive won't open. Not a 360, just my regular. My TV that I play on is not working correctly, so that's a big downer. You know, these are kind of makes even doing console games kind of hard. You know, maybe I'll just end up watching lots and lots of porn on my computer, I guess. I mean, I don't know. I've been downloading the Doctor Who episodes because I just cannot wait however many years it'll take for them to come over here on DVD. And I refuse to watch the ones that they have on Sci-Fi because they actually cut out a couple minutes worth of footage to fit in commercials. Bastards. you know, that's pretty much all I've been doing, and there's only 6 more episodes of Doctor Who this season before Christmas, and then I have to wait till March again after that. Ah, fucking 13 weeks. Obviously, I've been watching Heroes, but that only just came back 2 weeks ago, and it's got, like, 2 more episodes to go. So then I gotta wait for the DVD and hope to God it's got all sorts of cool special features. And I really want special features, NBC. Are you listening? Special features on Heroes, or I will kill you all. I will come there and kill you. So, if I do quit, Lord only knows what I'm gonna do. I'll probably just be more bored than I am now. And, that's gonna be pretty hard to top. You notice, though, this isn't really ranting I'm doing. I'm just sort of complaining. Because this isn't the rant. I'll get to the rant in a few minutes. But, yeah, I'm just really saying, guys, that this could be the patch that makes or breaks the game for me. I don't know how many of you guys feel the same way. It might be more than I think. It might be less. You know, I don't know how many other people are really feeling like this. You know, I just don't... I just am so bored with the game right now that I don't even feel like playing. And that was part of the reason why I didn't really record for the past 2 months, because I didn't really do much that was worthy of recording. You know, besides the family issues that I dealt with, there was the fact that, well, gee, I haven't really done shit in this game for months now except farm. And what am I going to do, talk about farming? Well, today I farmed up 12 primal waters, and that took 4 or 5 hours. There. Wasn't that very exciting to listen to? And I really doubt you guys want to hear about that. So, let's hope this is a good patch so that I can continue to play and continue to have fun and or start having fun again, as the case may be, and then continue to bring you guys more podcasts that you guys can sit there and hate listening to because my voice makes your ears bleed. So I was listening to the most recent WoWcast by our good friend Alachia, and Alachia knows that we love her here, because she rocks. She does, actually. You guys should, you know, listen to her, have some fun. She's always insightful for, you know, her own insight as to why she plays and everything else like that. And she talked about anal on her last podcast. Not quite the way I would have talked about it, but, you know, I thought it was pretty cool that she even brought that up. But anyway, she also had a segment on there about something that somebody said pretty recently, a little over a month ago, that I didn't even know got said. Now, the background to this story is about 2 months ago, there was a guy's blog, and he listed what he felt were his top 10 World of Warcraft podcasts. And they were most of the ones that we know, The Instance, World of Warcast, WoWcast, TavernCast, and myself were in the top 5. Maybe not in that direct order, I don't remember. I know The Instance was number 1 and I was number 5, to which I thanked him, but I said he misrepresented me. He said I could be an ass sometimes, and we all know that's completely false. I'm not an ass. I'm a fucking asshole. We all know this. But this is why a lot of you guys listen to me, so there you go. You know, I just had to correct him on that. And then he mentioned a couple other podcasts, one of which I do particularly find enjoyable when I get around to listening to it, and that is 1UP's World of Warcraft podcast called Legendary Thread, I believe. And they're actually pretty funny, and as funny as gaming geeks can be, I guess. So, you know, I was kind of happy about that. Well, apparently, this British fuckwad who was slighted that he made it to, like, number 12 on the list. I'm not going to even pimp out his fucking shit here. We'll just go by what he calls himself, Total Biscuit. Fucking moron, dude. Get a real fucking name. Anyway, he apparently got a bit slighted about this list because it ended up on Dig. It ended up getting like 49 digs, which I don't really follow Dig, so I don't really know what is a good amount of digs, what isn't, you know, that sort of shit. So don't even ask me if 49 is good. I don't know. But he got a bit upset, and on Dig's website, he posted some shit about the list on his own website, like his own forums, which, by the way, the forum that, you know, he made these posts in on his own forums are corrupted. You know, good job there, Mr. Fucking Professional. And he also complained on the actual guy's blog. You know, it was just like, oh my fucking God, dude, what is your problem? Are you just that much of a, you know, fucking egotist? I know you're British, but please. So anyway, this limey bastard decides to make a post on his own forums, which was basically entitled "Why Podcasting Sucks." And he goes into some things about, you know, he says, like, you know, people think that now that anybody can get some free software like Audacity and, you know, a microphone and get a free hosting site, they can, you know, be a podcaster and they can do it great. And he's like, well, no, you can't. So I'm not really going to go into everything he said, but I'm going to pick out some key choice words that Mr. Fuckwad here has decided to say. He really comes off as this arrogant asshole. And so do I, okay? I'm an arrogant asshole, but at least I admit it, and, well, eventually he admits it too. But I don't try to really portray myself as being better than anybody else, because I'm probably worse than a lot of you guys. You know, a lot of you guys are probably way better off than I am. But he goes on with some stuff. Let's see. Somebody asks him, what makes you think you're more special than anyone else with a microphone? He says he has 8.5 years of experience and the awards on his wall. And he's talking about radio. Well, later on in that thread, he comes out and says he's 22 years old. So this fucktard really wants us to believe that he's been getting experience in radio since he was 13.5 years old. I don't fucking think so. There is not a fucking radio station in the world that is going to hire a 13-year-old, no matter what you might think to yourself, they're total fuckwad. Nobody is going to fucking hire a 13-year-old kid. Ever. Alright? So you don't have 8.5 years of FM radio experience like you claim when you're 22 years old and still in fucking college. I didn't get my first radio experience until I was in college. Not that I didn't want to, but I couldn't, because you have to do the stuff in college to get into the bigger radio stations. You know, when you're in college, you can get an intern job at a radio station, which I had for a little while. You know, that teaches you all sorts of stuff. It also teaches you how to get coffee for the DJs in a lot of cases. But, you know, that's one of the entryways in there. And they're not hiring a 13-year-old to do that shit, because it's illegal, even in Britain. All right? So that's one of the things he tries to say here. Let's see. He talks about something. I want to find the exact quote here. And you have to forgive me. I'm going through archives of this because, you know, like I said, his fucking server is foobarred. And, you know, he's supposed to be this professional guy who owns his own company and they have sponsors and everything else like that. I don't really fucking care about sponsors. If I cared about sponsors, don't you think I'd actually try to get them? That might be something I would try to do if I really cared about sponsors. But let me see if I can find it here. You'll have to forgive me. There we go. Here he goes. This is his exact quote. See, we don't have the benefit of that. We started as a radio station. You're an internet fucking streaming radio station. It's not the same thing, fuckwad. We started as a radio station with zero fans. We'll finish as a radio station with a metric fuckton. We're the first, we're the best. Everyone who's tried to be us has failed monumentally, and if supreme numbers made things good, then please, by all means, start waxing lyrical about the virtuosic nature of the Backstreet Boys. Now, that is two sentences right after each other. Right away, he's talking about how great his fucking, quote, radio station is because of how many listeners he has. But in the very next sentence, he goes on to say that numbers don't mean anything because it's not good just because it's popular. Because, you know, look at the Backstreet Boys, which, yes, I can agree they weren't good. Well, let's just see here. You just said you weren't even fucking good, shitface. All you're proclaiming that makes you, quote, good is your numbers. Well, then the same thing can go for the Backstreet Boys, which means you're as good as the Backstreet Boys. Get it through your fucking skull, dude. Your numbers don't mean shit. They really don't. All right? You're just a fucking fucktard, really. And I'm probably going to say fuck quite a few more times. You know, one of his other things that makes him, quote, good, is he gets interviews with Nillium and Death and Taxes and shit like that. And, personally, I don't think most of the WoW community really cares about these Uber raiding guilds that are trying for world firsts and you know, continental firsts and everything else like that. I know I sure as hell don't. I, you know, grats when they do it. That's all I care about. Whatever, it's done. Great. There's another little thing that he says in here that I find extremely funny, where he has said something that, honestly, it's like the dumbest fucking thing I have ever heard. All right? And it really goes to show this guy's age. I am much older than 22. And you know what, Total Biscuit, if you don't like what I'm saying, you can always go fuck off. But he says something in here. Here we go. Same paragraph. Radio stations have survived for centuries by building grassroots support rather than throwing money or big names at the problem. Again, something you would know if you ever had any experience in the field. Last I checked, radio stations haven't existed for centuries. I don't know how time works in your little mind there, Total Biscuit, but radio has really only been around for about 90 years at this point. Yeah, about that. Early 1900s was when radio really first started coming out. 1910, maybe, you know, as the earliest, I would say. 1920, I know it was out. But we're talking maybe 90 years. We're not even talking a century yet. And here you're saying that this shit has been around for centuries? Do you know what centuries means? Because it doesn't mean decades. And decades is, you know, tens of years, whereas centuries is hundreds of years. Would you like me to say that podcasting has survived for millennia to try to prove my point? Because it fucking hasn't. I know what time is, and apparently you don't, because apparently you think that you were getting into FM radio at age 13 somehow, and getting all this experience and multiple awards at age 13, and then radio's been around for centuries. You know, I don't understand you. And what's even funnier is I've listened to this guy's show, like, twice, all right? Thought it was semi-interesting the first time, listened to it the second time, and said, you know what, fuck this, I don't care, I don't like it, I'm not going to listen to it. And that's the wonderful thing about everything on the net. If you don't like it, you don't have to fucking listen to it, you don't have to watch it, you don't have to do anything with it. That's just common sense. And this guy, you know, he tries to be funny. He really does. You know, he's got some, I don't even know what he calls it, the Weekly Murloc or some shit like that, where he, you know, or Ask the Murloc, that's it. And he tries to be funny with stuff. Well, guess what? I understand British humor a lot better than most Americans do, and you're not funny, dude. You are just not fucking funny. You try to do this little, like, higher-pitched, accented voice that's supposed to be, you know, that your Murloc voice, and it's not funny. So, I don't know where you're coming off trying to, you know, he goes off about Tavern Cast and how they're not funny. Well, you know, in some cases, I agree. Some of the shit the Tavern Cast does, I don't find funny. But I'm not going to go out and blast them about it. You know, they enjoy doing what they're doing, and so they do it. And their fans enjoy it, so their fans enjoy it. And I have a good relationship with Cromley, you know, a good rapport. And or not Cromley, Aloysius. I haven't really talked to Cromley. And, you know, he's a good guy. And, you know, we just have different tastes in what we want to do with the game. We have different tastes with what we want to do with our podcasts. That's fine. You know, I have a good rapport with Starman and Renata of World of Warcast. Again, they do things differently than I do. You know, who cares? It's how they want to do it. That's what they want to do. We all know Alachi and I have a great rapport. You know, she's like really cool, awesome. We love it when she's on here. You guys, I think, love it when she's on here. I don't know how her listeners feel when I'm on there, but, you know, I'm just going to say that I know you guys have mentioned on my forums that, you know, you like it when Alachi is on here, because Alachi and I, we just go back and forth. We bullshit. We have fun. Who cares? And Alachi, it does something different with her podcast than I do, and that's her thing, and that is totally cool, and that's what her listeners want, and I'm not going to fault any of them for doing anything that they want to do, because that's what they do, and that's what their fans like. And I'm not even going to fault Total Fuckwad for doing what he wants to do, and thinking he's, well, I'll fault him for thinking he's the god of podcasting, but I'm not going to fault him for doing his show and if his listeners like it and whatnot, okay? Because, you know, fine, his listeners are dumb, I guess. I don't know. But, you know, I'm not going to sit there and bash him for that. I'll bash him for these comments that he's making, because he's a fucking moron. Yeah, radio stations have survived for centuries. Yeah, get back to me in about 100 years when we can say that. He also goes on to say how he's going to be moving to America because British radio sucks, and he doesn't want to work in the British radio scene anymore. He actually apparently quit working in the British radio scene a few years ago, and now he works as a retail employee at Game, which is, you know, it's kind of like EB over in England. And he talks like, he's like, oh, because in the UK, all you get is playlists shoved at you, and I'm going to go to the US where you don't have that. I got news for you, fucker. The US is even worse, because there's like three radio companies that own 95% of the radio stations in this country. You think you get playlists shoved at you over in the UK? You're going to get them shoved at you eight times as hard, and they're going to shove them up your ass without any Vaseline over here. Between Clear Channel, Infinity Broadcasting, and Radio 1, that's about the only place you're going to be finding jobs. And if you go find yourself a job at some little low-power FM station or some local radio station that somehow hasn't been bought out yet, you're not going to be making money. You're not really going to be able to play just whatever you feel like playing, because there are laws in the U.S. about royalties being paid to the songwriters and everything else like that, so you still get playlists even at those little stations. Even the college radio stations have to deal with that. You may be able to play more at a college radio station because it's just college, but you still have to submit your playlist to the college, because I don't know if the colleges have to pay it, but I know that they require you to submit your playlists at the very least. I don't understand this guy. Like, he thinks that coming to America is going to make him a big radio star, and he's going to, you know, be able to do whatever he fucking wants. I don't got news for you, dude. You are delusional if you think that anything like that happens in the U.S., all right? Because there are a lot of radio stations in this country owned by Clear Channel where they don't even have DJs on staff. I want you to know that. That music, in a lot of cases, depending on the area, depending on the market, gets pumped in from a centralized location, and all the, quote, DJs do there is make sure that the local commercials go on at the right time. That's all they do. They don't talk. They don't do anything. And Clear Channel, I think Infinity does the same thing. I don't know about Radio 1, but these are the big three radio corporations in the U.S., and these corporations own, like I said, about 95% of all the commercial radio in the U.S., be that AM or FM. You're not getting over here and getting away from playlists. You're not getting over here and going to become like the next fucking Howard Stern, because at least Howard Stern can be funny. You can't. And, you know, you're never going to get off with your little idea about, well, I'll start a gaming radio thing. Guess what? It's never going to take off. First off, you're never going to get the radio license to do it, the FM license. You might get a low-power FM license, which means you're going to be broadcasting to about 20 miles maximum. If it's open plains. All right? Low-power FM is just that. Low-power FM. Those licenses are not cheap. The equipment is not cheap. And getting listeners, good fucking luck. That's all I got to say. Good luck getting sponsors, because most sponsors don't even look at low power FM radio stations. That's about all you're going to get. You are not starting some multi-million dollar fucking radio station over here that's going to be focused on gaming. It'll never take off. The radio market will not be there. The FCC is going to be like, you are fucking kidding us, right? This is what you want to do? Go the fuck away, kid. And that's right, you're a fucking kid. You're 22 goddamn years old. You're barely out of your fucking diapers. I don't even want to fucking hear this shit out of people like you. Don't sit there and get pissed off that somebody else didn't like your radio station enough to put it in the fucking top 10 of the, you know, this one guy's opinion of the top 10 World of Warcraft podcasts. It's one person's fucking opinion. And you're going fucking berserk over it. You posted in three different fucking forums, at least, saying shit about Taverncast, about World of Warcast, about the Instance. You know, and I'll come out and tell you right now, I don't listen to the Instance. I don't care about the Instance. I don't like it, so I don't listen to it. So guess what? Don't fucking complain about it, because a lot of people over here don't listen to your shitty programs either. And that's just what you're going to have to deal with. I'm going to sit here and fucking call you a cock chugger, because you are a cock chugger. If you honestly think any of this stuff that you're saying is true, that you somehow got into FM radio at the age of 13, my fucking cock, all right? That you somehow have multiple awards on your wall from nearly a decade of experience when you're 22 years old. What multiple awards? From like your fucking high school? Get a real fucking clue that you're going to be able to come over to the U.S. and start some fucking real radio station that's going to make millions of dollars by playing what you want to play and focusing on gaming. Get real, dude, because that is not happening over here. Oh, that I'll get away from playlists. No, you won't. You'll never get away from playlists. And if you do get a low-power FM radio station going and you do start playing this stuff, even if you're only getting, like, you know, five listeners, you got to pay royalties on every single song that you play. And I don't think you're going to realize just how much those royalties come out to, because it's a lot over each month. And you're going to find that that's going to be a little bit hard to deal with. So, let's see. Some of the other stuff he talks about, where he talks about, you know, people saying and ars. I guess, you know, he doesn't like pirates or something. I don't know. Well, yeah, a lot of us say I actually cut out most of mine. I try to anyway, depending on if I can. It's just something that happens. I haven't done real radio in, God, 8 years, 9 years. So I'm not really trying to be a radio host like he tries to think. Meanwhile, he talks about people with dead air and saying and and r and whatever. And, you know, shit fuck, shit cock, whatever. And yet, the shows I listen to of his, he does the same thing. Although he tries to then say that, you know, or that he's making a point when he does them. Or if he pauses for 10 or 15 seconds, and where most people would say, well, that's dead air, he says, well, there's music playing in the background, so it's not really dead air. Guess what? There's music playing in the background of this. If I pause for 10 or 15 seconds, that's fucking dead air, because that music is not there to be the main focus. If you're going to have music that is supposed to be covering up for dead air, normally that's called playing songs and playing them in between your talking, or you talking in between them. It's not pause for 10 or 15 seconds and then decide, okay, well, now I'm going to go to my next point. You're a fucking retard, dude. You really are. You have no fucking clue how the real world is working here. Guess what? I'm happy that you've got however many fucking subscribers that you have. I'm happy that I have as many subscribers as I have. And I don't care how many you have. I only care about how many I have. And even that is only me caring enough to make sure that I actually sit down and fucking record the podcast. Because apparently that many people still want to hear it, because even after 3 fucking months of me not putting something out, I've still got an average of 857 subscribers a week. You know? It doesn't sound like a lot, and it's not. My maximum, I used to have an average of 1,100 So I've lost 300 subscribers, but 800 of them are still sitting around here waiting for my next podcast. And that says to me that either, one, they're masochists, and we all know you guys are, because you listen to me. Or two, they really want the show back. So let's just think here in just some realistic terms as to how this really is. Because you are not, as you call it, the king of podcasting for World of Warcraft. As a matter of fact, you're really nothing anymore. You were never really anything to begin with. You just happened to, you know, get a loan, I guess, and start up this little internet company. Well, eventually that's going to run out. Guess what? Your all-powerful popularity based on your subscription numbers, which apparently, by your own words, only makes you as good as the Backstreet Boys, will only last as long as World of Warcraft lasts. If World of Warcraft goes under, boom. What are you going to have? Nothing. What are you going to do? Pretend to be the Murloc for the rest of your life? Get a fucking real clue here, dude. And pull the cock out of your mouth. Learn how to talk legibly, because I can understand people with a fucking Cockney accent easier than I can understand you sometimes. You mumble so much. You're boring, and that's a lot coming from me, because I'm boring too, but I admit it. You try to be funny, and you're not, and you just have no clue. And honestly, I'd really love to go through that entire thread and just pick apart some of the shit that he says, but it's too long. I don't really feel like reading it all and writing up notes or copying and pasting or doing whatever, because I'm fucking lazy, alright? But you guys know this, so you don't care. So I guess, in closing for the rant, I'm going to have to say, lick my fucking shaven nutsack there, Total Biscuit, because you're not funny. You don't know how time fucking works. You obviously are delusional if you think you're getting over here from, you know, somehow working in FM radio at age 13 in the UK. I'd love to know, you know what? If you listen to this, send me the fucking phone number. I will call international and ask them if they ever hired a 13-year-old kid to fucking play on their radio station. You do that. You give me the phone number of the fucking radio station that did it. I want it. I will fucking call them up. I don't care how much it costs me to call them. I will call them, and I will fucking find out if you're telling me the truth or not. Because you're not. There's no way in hell you fucking were doing 8.5 years when you're 22 years old in FM radio. Because nobody's hiring a fucking 13-year-old. They'll never admit to it. They'll probably think I'm from fucking some part of British government about, you know, child labor laws or some bullshit like that, and they'll just deny that they ever even heard of you. So, you know, do it. Send me the fucking phone number. I don't care. I'll call them. It's international. I don't care. I can get pretty good rates. I'll do it. So, you know, you're not funny. You're boring. You mumble so that I can understand fucking Cockney better than you. And God only knows that Cockney... And I can understand fucking Welsh better than I can understand you. And Welsh is like the worst accent in the fucking world. It's even worse than Cockney. Apologies to my Welsh listeners out there, but it's true. You guys have a accent that is really hard for me to understand sometimes. But I understand it better than I understand Total Fucktard. So... take that for what you will. I don't even know where the fuck he is. Because he said he didn't even want to work in London. Ugh. You know? You're delusional if you think coming to America is going to let you get into radio the way you want to get into radio. You're seriously delusional if you think that your radio station is really any good. Honestly. I mean, who cares what you have for listeners? So what? Guess what? It's only lasting as long as World of Warcraft is lasting. What are you going to do? Get into the next big thing? Well, that doesn't necessarily mean that people are going to listen to you, because you're going to be a noob in that. And, you know, you whine about as much as I do, but at least I do it with flair and style. Lying. I'm lying there. But he does whine as much as I do. And that's pretty much it, dude. You've just got to learn to live in reality, because you ain't living there now. And when reality comes and shoves its cock up your ass, you're going to feel it. And you're going to feel it pretty good. We might actually get back into this topic at a later date. I had talked to a certain other podcaster who shall, for the moment, remain nameless about possibly coming on and helping me rant with this. So maybe we'll have a second rant with this with one or more special guests. Dun, dun, dun. But don't say that I'm definitely promising this, because I'm not. I don't know if this person is ever going to really have the time to do it or whatever. So we'll just have to see what happens. And let's see, we're already going on, God, almost 56 minutes. I guess I should really start to close this out. I've pretty much talked about what I wanted to talk about, you know, how I've been finding WoW boring. I talked a little bit about what's coming up in the next patch. I'm not going to go into everything, because the patch notes are fucking forever and a day long. They are literally huge. There are some nerfs coming, yes. And there's a couple buffs. Like, there's one buff that rogues are happy about, I'll just mention now. They're getting improved sap for free. And a lot of rogues are happy about that. A lot of other people aren't, but who gives a shit? I can understand where the rogues are coming from, although I don't necessarily agree with giving them improved sap. I'm not going to sit there and bitch and whine about it, because it's going to help my rogues. So, you know, whatever. I talked about total cocknogger. Boy, I don't even know what the fuck I just said there. Cocknogger. See? Even I'm starting to lose it at fucking 6:30 in the morning. Jesus, I've been recording this thing for like 4 fucking hours. This, guys, just to let you in on a little secret, if you record an hour show, it can take for fucking ever. It really can. Because you gotta go in, you gotta re-record some things, you gotta edit, and, you know, that's something else Total Fucktard decides that he's better at, because, you know, they do theirs, quote, live. Alright, yeah, they stream to like 400 fucking people. Woo! Big fucking deal. See, I just said, Oh well. Deal with it. Live with it. I don't fucking care. And I guess that's really about it. I hope to start getting back into a regular schedule if I start playing more again. So, guys, you should really hope that this next coming patch is good. If you really want me to continue the show, this is really on Blizzard, honestly. If this patch it does not blow me away with the amount of content out there that I can just do at my own pace, if it doesn't let me have fun in instances, if it doesn't let me, you know, I might have to change guilds at this point to get into raids. I have come to that realization, and I will deal with it. I don't care. Well, I do care. I don't know if I want to go to this one guild that most of my guild members went to or not. You know, I'm kind of in that limbo phase, because I'm not really playing enough to really dedicate myself to raiding. So I don't want to make any sort of commitments to anybody. Maybe I'll just go guildless for a while. I don't know. I mean, it could work. A warlock friend of mine went guildless for a while and still did Kara and Gruul. So, you know, maybe I can just do the same. Pimp myself out. Maybe I'll eventually hit 375 enchanting. I only need 3 more points. God. Worst fucking things ever. That and tailoring. God, I hated those 5 points. But that's what I'm saying. It's really going to be up to Blizzard. If this patch really doesn't blow me away, I'm going to have a really hard time justifying spending any more money on the game for probably until the next content patch comes out at the earliest. And that just really makes me hope to God that Huxley's beta is coming out soon and I can get in on it. I can. I'm part of the gaming press through something else that I work on, so I can probably get into the beta. And, you know, little other news, just for those of you who care, I've been helping Bill out on Drop Shock Radio. Derek has been absent the past couple shows, so I've been filling in. And I've also been getting back to regularly recording the GamesAreFun.com podcast. So you can find the Drop Shock stuff at DropShockRadio.com. And you can find the links to the GamesAreFun.com podcasts on GamesAreFun.com. We just did number 13, I think. Ooh, unlucky number 13. But then I was born on the 13th, so it doesn't matter. I'm just unlucky, man. So I've been getting involved in that. This is actually the second podcast I recorded tonight, just so you know, in case I seem to be rambling, because it's fucking 6:30 in the morning. And I guess I'm going to leave it out. As always, you can visit me at worldofpodcast.blogspot.com. You can go to the forums directly from there, sign up. If you want also to help make sure that you get added to the forums, especially if I look at that email address, because I approve everybody now, and it looks like something that could be from a spammer, if you want, also email me that, you know, your username or the, or actually the username you chose and the email address that you are using, and email me at unclethursday.com letting me know that that is what you're doing. You can also just email me at unclethursday@gmail.com just to do whatever. People will tell you I respond normally. It might be a while, but I respond. I don't always check it every hour of the day. And also, go leave me some more reviews on iTunes. Let me know what you think on there, because the more that you guys review, the better chance I have of getting in the new and notable section of iTunes, and, you know, let other people listen to my shitty voice and let them hear the same pain in their brains that you guys hear. And you know you like it, you masochists. But that's why I love you guys. So, until next time, I'm Sam. I'm a fucktard, but you love me for it. I'll catch you guys later.